liked to bite and did it to a boy, then you'd say that boy was
dog bitten.
And if you were going to warn somebody, say if Lassie was the kind of dog that bites, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get
dog bit. Oh, I left my little skillet over at your mama's.
Oh, and I could have brought it too.
I didn't know, I forgot it, but see, I did. I got to pull out me some butter to put on my rolls.
I've ever seen a little skittle after that size, either. That's a good size. What do you call the male of a herd of cattle?
A bull.
I'm going to eat some dough.
If you see.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of animal that you keep for milk?
Milk cow.
What could be used to pull heavy loads besides horses?
Oxen.
Okay.
Mules.
Right. Okay, how about if you had a couple of mules hitched together, what would you call it?
Team.
Okay. Four harnessed together, would it be the same thing?
Double team.
You want me to move that mic somewhere else? Is that okay? What's the little one of a cow?
A calf.
And what's the female one and the male one?
What's what?
The female and the male, do you distinguish?
A heifer and a bull.
What if you had a cow called Daisy who was expecting a calf? You were telling somebody that, you might say.
Daisy's expecting a calf.
How would you use it if the sentence was set up like Daisy is going to
have a calf?
Okay. What do you call a male horse?
A stud.
Okay. And riding animals.
A saddle horse.
Okay. And the female?
Mare.
Did y'all ever keep horses? Have any here?
No, we didn't have any here. Granddaddy had a horse when we got married.
Uh-huh.
Kept her several years and she finally died. She was kind of old. He'd had her a good many years.
Yeah.
And we never did buy another one.
Because you didn't really need one?
No.
To do anything.
Well, yeah. It was better for us to hire one than it was to buy one and feed her all the time.
Okay. If you didn't know how to ride a horse, you would say, and you hadn't ever been on one, you'd say, I haven't.
I have not ridden.
Okay.
Or I have never ridden.
Right. But if you like to, and if you knew how, you'd say, I really like to.
Oh, I really like to ride.
And, then if you're talking about someone else, say if he used his horse like yesterday morning, you'd say yesterday he
took a ride yesterday morning.
If you could stay on while you were riding, you'd say I fell
off.
And if a child went to sleep and the next morning found himself on the floor, you might say that he
fell off the bed.
Yeah.
I think all of us have done that.
Many a time. What are the things you put on horses' feet to protect them?